Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Giants.com. With your two-minute drill, I'm John Schmelk. He's Lance Medel. The Giants, obviously, a lot of news the last couple of days. The resignation of head coach Tom Coughlin. Now, the Giants owner and CEO, John Mara, addressed the media yesterday. And, Lance, he talked about what he's thinking about when searching for the next Giants head coach.
The search will be extensive, and I'm not going to talk about specific candidates other than to say that both our coordinators, both Ben and Steve Spagnuolo, will be interviewed. There will be a number of other candidates as well. And again, you know, I don't want to get into speculating about who they might be.
And Lance, in that soundbite, he mentioned two guys already on the staff, defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo. He also talked about it being a wide search. College coaches will be included in that search as well.
Absolutely, and they would be doing their due diligence by looking at all potential candidates. And you look at the two internal candidates, John. Ben McAdoo, he said that he likes the fact that he's a good teacher. He likes the fact that he's been a good communicator, and the offense has made progress over the first two seasons that Ben McAdoo has been leading that group. And as far as Spags is concerned, he's got head coaching experience going back to his days with the St. Louis Rams.
And, of course, John Mara talked about importance of doing this quickly. Again, not too fast. Do your due diligence, but make sure you strike while the iron is hot. We also heard from Giants general manager Jerry Reese, and he talked about his responsibility for the team's record the last two or three years.
As far as a season, you know, we're 6-10, you know, and obviously we have some issues with personnel. But let me say this, you know, personnel, you always miss out some draft picks. I take full responsibility for every player that's been on this roster from the time I was the director of player personnel to right now. So I'll take full responsibility.
Obviously, Lance, the general manager, plays a big role in choosing the players in both the draft and in free agency. And John Mara, the Giants owner and CEO, said earlier yesterday that there are a lot of things on defense that have to be addressed in the offseason to get this team back on the winning track. They have a lot of cap space and a high draft pick,
which means that they're going to have some flexibility to fill some of the voids. And the key term that both John Mara used as well as Jerry Reese, John, was depth. 21 players put on injured reserve this season. You lost a lot of key starters. The key is to have the next man up mentality to step in. And that's what they're going to look to do this offseason, beef up the depth chart, whether it be through free agency as well as the draft. And also keep in mind, there could be a lot of turnover with this roster, John, because there's a lot of notable free agents currently on the team.
A lot of starters on defense this past season are free agents this offseason. Jason Pierre-Paul, Prince Amukamara, and Robert Ayers among them. So a lot of big decisions for the Giants to make as they begin to build the roster for 2016. Lance, we appreciate the time.
You got it.
That's your two-minute drill for Lance Medel. I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Giants.com, everybody.